Alfredo Rolando Ortiz is a multinational harpist. He has lived in the U.S. and many Latin American countries. These influences inspire his compositions with a rich and rhythmic Latin style. His books demystify Latin rhythms, and his compositions are played by harpists all over the world. We caught up with Alfredo at the World Harp Congress in Amsterdam. A group of 300 harpists broke the Guinness Book of World Records by playing his composition, Cumbia Verde. I'm your host, Patrice Fisher, and you are listening to Harp Talk.
I was born in Cuba. When I was 11, I moved to Venezuela, where actually the official national dance is harp music. When I turned 15, I started learning to play the harp. My teacher was a friend from school who was only 13 at the time. But still living in Caracas, I met a man from Paraguay, Alberto Romero was his name, who played the Paraguayan harp, which is the national instrument of Paraguay. Then I went to Colombia, to Medellin, to study medicine. Somebody heard me playing and they proposed me to play at a wedding. And one of the guests was the vice president of the largest recording company in the country at the time. And next week I was already signing contract to begin my recording career. And then in 1975, I moved to the United States to pursue more studies in the field of music therapy. So at that time, exactly 30 years ago, I decided to just dedicate my life to music.
Alfredo, what influences your compositional style?
Composer with a very crazy background, like you heard already, you know, born in Cuba and then living in Venezuela and married to a Colombian woman living in Colombia and all these influences. Well, that's me and my music represents that. So I have composed from cha-cha-chas and congas to music in the styles of Venezuela and Paraguay and so on, and Brazilian style, a little bit of everything.
Alfredo's wife and daughters are a very important inspiration to his work. It makes me smile to see Alfredo and his wife together. You can see the love radiating between them, and it shines through into his work.
My family, no doubt, is the main source of inspiration. Many of my pieces have been dedicated to my wife, but one of the big favorites is in a typical style from Argentina called milonga. Milonga for loving. Milonga para amar.
first book I ever wrote is called Latin American Harps, History, Music, and Techniques for pedal and non-pedal harpists. I found that the existing literature for harp practically ignore the existence of the most alive harp tradition as a folk instrument in the world, which is the Latin American harps.
An interesting facet of Dr. Ortiz's compositions is his use of special effects and typical rhythmic patterns, like those of Paraguay. He blends them in a very elegant way, like in Danza de Luzma.
First daughter's name is Luzma, which is actually a nickname of my wife, Luz Marina. So Luzma loved the music styles of her dad, and I ended up composing for her a piece in a typical style of Paraguay, and it has her name is Danza de Luzma. All my music uses traditional Latin American roots. I have a piece called Venezolana, which needs five classical harpists, five pedal harpists to be able to be played. And it's been very successful. That piece has become probably one of the most played classical harp pieces, I think, internationally. People were telling me they are played all over the world.
Alfredo, what advice would you give to young harpists and composers?
Allow yourself to create based on your own roots, always around things you are comfortable with, and let your imagination go. One of the most important pieces I have created was actually in collaboration with Paul Hurst, classical harpist and orchestrator. I commissioned him to orchestrate 5 of my compositions, and the final movement is a piece that originally on the solo harp was called Sayante, and Sayante is the name of an Indian tribe that used to live in Santa Cruz, and still the name remains in the area.
Listening to Harp Talk. I am your host, Patrice Fisher. Our audio engineer is Carlos Valladares. This program is produced by the New Orleans chapter and sponsored by a grant from the American Harp Society.